Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so this is the very first episode of what, it's like an after the show podcast, but we don't have a name for it. Before we get started with anything else, Holly, you are so stressed out right now.
I'm totally closed off, body language and everything, like legs are crossed, arms are crossed.
Like, what's wrong with you?
I'm doing that thing with my fingers when I get nervous. I don't know. I don't know what to expect out of this. I don't know how to prepare for it. I feel like I don't, there's no instruction manual. I feel better if there was an instruction manual.
There's not. Here's basically what's going to happen is if you are new to the Miguel Show on Hot 101.5, then you've been hearing us talk not a whole lot throughout each hour. We play a lot of music, a lot of your favorite music. And so it's sort of a way for you not to hate us at first.
Well, us playing a lot of music.
Yeah, exactly. Because what happens, you're like, you hear, you know, Calvin Harris and Selena Gomez. You're like, oh, this is nice. And then you hear us talk for a couple of minutes and you're like, oh, who are these new people? But we decided to do sort of this after the show podcast as a way for us to talk, because where we were before in Panama City, we used to talk a lot of talking. There was a lot of talking, and so it was like we need to be able to like stretch that muscle and to be able to talk a whole lot more. What I wanted to do on this as well, because Holly and I are doing the show that you hear, the regular show from 6 till 10 on Hot 101.5.
Whoa, whoa.
We also have another person in the studio with us that, unfortunately, because it's so early, she doesn't get to say anything on the air yet. But Nikki, yeah, you're going to be in this on this too.
I had no idea about this.
Welcome to it. You see what happens when there's no instruction manual?
Exactly.
I was just sitting here on Tinder.
Yeah. Ish gets crazy. Can we swear, by the way?
Yeah.
We can't swear. No, we can't.
It's a podcast.
Yeah, you can. You can swear.
Too soon. People don't know me.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. Every radio.
Heard in P1, right?
No, no, it's not. It's not. It's not. Okay.
We're good,
every radio sensor I have just went on red.
Did your butthole just clench up a little bit?
Yes. I'm already nervous. Like, dang.
Well, so this is what we're going to do is once a week, and, you know, once we see how many people are listening, we maybe will do it a little bit more throughout the week.
Or not at all.
Or not at all, or maybe no one will listen.
Maybe we'll just do it for our benefit.
Or we'll just cancel it. But also, this is a way for our old people to be able to hear a little bit more of us as well. So before we get into anything, really, I want to introduce Nikki to everyone, because we haven't gotten to hear you on the Miguel Show yet. So, Nikki, who are you? Where
who
are you from?
Am I?
Who are you, Nikki?
Oh, man. Well, I'm 24.
Mm-hmm.
Typical, like, 24-year-old with a hint of childlike wonder and grandma thrown in.
Ooh,
grandma
nice.
And child?
Child. Like, you guys know, I get excited and I, like, dance around like a kid sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I'm also a grandma. Like, I go to bed at 7:30 at night, and I think 4 o'clock dinners are the best thing in the world.
Well, that's kind of that's what happens when you have this schedule, though.
I know, but it's really, the past 4 years of being in radio, it's really, like, consumed me as being a grandma, and I embrace it.
She's like, I'm okay being a grandma. That's fine. That's fine. Now, you worked on the other morning show that was here before us, on the Jade Show.
Hot Mornings Morning with the Jade. Yes, I did work on it for a year and a half.
So tell me, what's been your experience so far in working with that show and working with us? Like, what are the main differences that you see so far?
Well, on that show, I was also working with Seth, who was, like, one of my main mentors. Mm-hmm. And I was with him, and so that was great. And I got to, we're going to get really inside.
No,
here.
That's fine. Hey, that's what this is about. This is as inside
so
as we want.
On Hot Mornings with Jade, yes, it's a top 40 show, but we weren't really, like, we still got to do the weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was used to that. And, like, here, it's really, this is my first time producing a real top 40 show, and I don't have Seth or anybody, like, to fall back on. Like, a lot of this is all on me. I have more responsibility now, and I really like it.
You like it?
Yeah, and I like you guys, so that's
are you
cool,
sure?
too.
Thanks.
I mean, we can be honest.
I was going to say, AKA, what's she going to be like, y'all suck? Because then there goes that.
I mean, do you guys hate me? If so, let me know. It could be real good radio.
No. I like you so far. So far.
Oh.
But yeah, so I just wanted to introduce you to Nikki. And also, I wanted to chat a little bit about our move here because, like I said, we only get to talk a little bit on the regular show. So there's like all this life that's happened to us since we left Panama City and we got here to Tampa Bay that we really haven't gotten to touch on while we were actually, while we've been doing the show. So Holly, like, what's the move been like for you as we moved from Panama City to Tampa?
Kind of hellacious, I'll be honest with you. Like, just move. The last time we made a big move, it was just my husband Chris and you, Miguel. We were all still living together. Mm-hmm. And so then when we moved back to Panama City, it was like in a U-Haul. This move, of course, was like an entire house worth of stuff. Not just my stuff, but my mom's stuff, because now my mom is living with us.
Yeah.
And she came on down to Tampa Bay too. And just the moving, packing up, and unpacking process has been so much.
Oh, God.
It's just been a lot. I don't know. So finally, like, what is this? This is the beginning of our fourth week on the air. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Finally, just now, we've gotten all of the boxes unpacked. Like, I don't know why it's taken that long, but
now,
because
your mom, when she moved with you to Panama City or from Ohio, she retired, sold her house,
yes,
moved to Panama City to help you take care of your baby girl, Maya.
Yes.
So how is she adjusting to Tampa? This is her first time here.
Oh, poor girl is lost all the time. Like, she has the GPS. She actually has, like, one of those Garmins or whatever, mm-hmm, so she can get to places. But apparently she gets lost coming home from the Garmin, and, she had it on mute for a while. Like, I don't know. She likes to do trial test runs, so she did a test run to church the other day on a not church day to make sure she got
it. Are you serious?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. This is what she does. So she's like super prepared 5,000.
Oh, God, I feel so bad. How long do you think it's going to take her to actually learn Tampa Bay?
A year.
A year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Has Margaret found herself a Publix yet?
No! She's so stressed out about this. She's been like, I don't mean to play favesies, but like, she's been going to the Winn-Dixie because there's one literally like down my street.
Mm-hmm.
So that's real easy to find.
Right.
But her heart is with Publix because it's a pleasure to shop there. And the Publix is a little farther. Like, you have to do two left turns and a right.
Oh, wow.
She can't.
She's like,
she
too much.
She can't find it yet. She's
too
like,
much.
One day I'll do a test run to Publix.
Like, would a better GPS help her out?
I somehow
bit?
Doubt it.
Does she not have an iPhone?
Oh, she... You think that she can drive and use an iPhone mapping system at the same... She can't even use the iPhone.
They got little docks.
No. This is a... going to take a year. I really think a full year for her to get comfortable here.
Wow. You're
but not that, not that she doesn't like it. Like, she loves it here.
Right,
just
right.
The driving situation, right, a little bit tricksy-dixie.
Wow. Well, in our sort of moving to Tampa Bay... of course, if you are new to the Miguel Show family, you don't know this, but I'm the worst dater ever.
Ever.
Absolutely.
Like, any weird dating scenario that could happen does happen to you.
It does. And that's what my friends in college, they used to say, that anything that can go wrong in a dating situation happens to Miguel. It happens all the time. Well, what's funny is that, like, the 2 years that we were in Panama City before we got here to Tampa Bay, like, I had some interesting situations with guys, and I had a brief, I don't even want to call it relationship, but it was like a 3 week something with the guy, and it ended abruptly, and then I had been single for a long time. Well, literally the day I moved to Tampa Bay, I matched with someone on Tinder who messaged me. Now, I'm not going to say his name on the
podcast. Oh, here you go with your little smiley face. Do you even hear it? Like, if you're Liz, you can hear his face.
I call it my shit-eating grin face.
Yes.
That I can't help. That it's just, it starts and then I can't make it go away.
Okay, so?
So we started talking on Tinder, and then, like, that first week we were here, we went out on a date. We had a really, really good time. It was really awkward because we went to see a movie. And for the 2 weeks before we were on the air, Holly lived with me.
Right, because I was looking for a place.
You were looking for a place. And so after the movie, we came back to my house. And Holly went to my bedroom.
I was like, I was sex-iled is what it was.
Yes.
It was college all over again. I'm like, let me just get my stuff and I'll grab
your purse and ran.
I know, grab my purse. If I had shower shoes, I would have taken them at that time and a basket, and I would have just blockaded myself
sorry.
In there.
And so Holly went to my room, and then him and I, we made out and did stuff on my couch,
mm-hmm,
and it was fun. So anyway, so we've had this like back and forth now because we've been here for 5 weeks. So here's what's happening is that like 1 week, everything will be great. It'll be like, I think we're moving towards a relationship. It is so fantastic.
You forgot to mention that you said you loved him on the second
date.
Okay,
I did. Yeah.
You forgot that. Yeah.
Well, you didn't say it, but you thought it.
It was like real close. Like I was like, we were out drinking with my friends in Ybor, and I'd had a lot of vodka tonics, raspberry vodka tonics. And like, I could like feel it, you know, like when you're about to say something and you like feel it in your throat, and it got real close. So I have some strong feelings for him.
Ovs.
Here's where I'm just a little bit confused. We are like be really on it, texting, talking 1 week, and then the next week he'll be like, I'm stressed out, and there's like no communication. So on Thursday, I text him and I said, hey, you know, what's your weekend look like? Are we gonna hang out? And he was like, well, I have to work straight for 8 days. And I was like, well, that's cool. I was like, well, I can come down and like we can like do lunch or something, or I can have dinner or like stay the night or something. That was Thursday. Didn't hear from him until Saturday.
Oh.
Okay.
And so then he called me and he's like, and this was Saturday night he called me. And he was like, well, you haven't called or texted me. But he never responded to that text when I said I could come down. And I was like, well, what am I supposed to think? Like when you don't text me back. So here's my question. What's going on? Like,
well, what was the conversation like on Saturday?
I was actually headed to Ybor. And he was like, I just got home from work. And he was like, I really wish I were going out with you. Like, I'm really sad and I'm at home. And I'm like, I know, that sucks. And I was like, well, you know, thanks for not responding to my thing. And he was like, haha, you know. And I was like, no, I don't know. But like, there's never any conclusion. Like, he never really gives a good answer. And so the conversation just sort of ended there. And I was like, well.
Did you talk yesterday, Sunday?
We texted a few times and it was just like one word answer.
No plans have been made no for plans. Future stuff.
And this is what I'm confused about, because I always say is actions obviously speak louder than words.
Yeah.
And that book and movie, He's Just Not That Into You, like that's like a Bible for me.
Yeah.
Like I always say that if someone is interested, they will move mountains to make it happen, which he has. He has done that. And he's the one that called me on Saturday. So what does that mean? Like, is he into me? Is he not? Is he just trying to be nice?
He's like Katy Perry's hot and cold.
He is. Good God almighty.
That's what he is. Like he's hot and cold, yes and no. He doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah.
He's like 19, no wonder.
I was just going to say, Nikki, because how old is he now?
He's 22.
Okay.
He's 19.
Okay, so he's not, maybe he's not looking for a committed relationship, and he kind of has picked up that you are. But he likes you, but he doesn't want to be like go steady or whatever. You know what I mean? Like maybe
he's on Tinder. He was just there to bang.
Yeah. Like he wasn't ready for all of this, Jelly. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, but here's the thing is that like we haven't actually like done it, you know, like we haven't done the whole full shebang.
Oh.
That might be why. Holding out on him.
Well, I mean, but I feel like it's well, last time we were together, like it was going down that route, but we didn't have all the safe precautions that you need to do.
Oh, yes,
it.
Be safe.
And so we were like, no, we'll wait till next time. So, I mean, it was about to happen. So I guess maybe that's it, is that he feels that like
know.
I'm moving in a relationship sense. And he's
you're
just
a tease.
Like,
you're a tease.
I really think it has to do with the age difference and the fact that he doesn't want to be in a committed thing.
Well, so is this a case where I actually like just ask him, I'm like, what's the freaking deal?
Do you want to be my boyfriend? Check yes or no.
Oh, God. See, no, this is where the problem comes in.
Because, like, if he said no, like, I would probably have to call off
You'd
a couple of days of work. Like, I would be so, like, and this is the crazy thing is that, like, Thursday, or when I didn't hear from him at all on Friday, I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm going out. I don't need you anyway.
I'm
going to
do me.
I'm going to do me. Gosh. And the whole time I was out, that's all I could think about was him.
Oh, no.
So I am hooked, sprung, sprang, whipped, whatever.
Did you drunk text him, though?
Did I? No, I didn't.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
I didn't drunk text him.
Proud of you.
I did drunk text someone else, but that's a whole different situation.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. Like I go back to it, but yeah, if he really, really wanted to be with you, he'd be up on that ish. Mm-hmm.
So action point, do I need to have a conversation with him and ask, you know, what's like, why are you hot and cold? Or is this going somewhere?
I don't know. Those sound confrontational
not
to me.
Hot and cold. No. Just be like, hey, like, what are you looking for in
yeah.
this? What are you looking for from this? And he can be like, you know, I'm just looking for a friend that I sometimes hook up with, or like casual dating. Or he could be like, I really want to hang out with you and see where this goes, but I don't want labels at the moment.
Right.
And you should be okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
You should be okay
girl,
with that.
I love labels. I love labels.
And that's what ruined you. You always have these 3-week relationships. You can't be in a relationship in 3 weeks.
No, that is true. That
no,
that,
you got a date.
That is, yes.
That's the point of dating.
This is why you're the worst dater in Tampa Bay.
And I think that is true because it's like once I get to that point, like I want to, as soon as I like you, because there are not a lot of people that I feel like that connected to, like outside of the physical part of it. Mm-hmm. And so I guess like when I know it, I'm like, all right, let's like be together.
But
I
they might not even know it that yet. You don't always fall in love at the same time. And I'm using fall in love like, you know, this is that. But you don't have the same feelings at the same time all the time.
No, that's very true. So, okay, I guess what I'll do is I'll just very non-confrontationally ask him.
Yes, ask a very, like Nikki said, like a very open, breezy, that way he doesn't feel threatened to put the truth out there.
Right.
Or can we call him and I ask him for you?
Oh, God. Like, that's not threatening at all.
I mean, that would give me a radio boner right there.
Guess who's on the phone?
Hey, ring, ring, ring. Oh, God, no, I could not handle that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, I would freak out.
We only talk to the guys I date on the phone. I'm sorry.
Maybe at some point we'll get to that. How long are we looking at right now, Nikki? How long have we been jabbing on?
15. We're good.
Oh,
we can 15 keep
minutes?
Going.
Okay,
we
cool.
We got all this time.
What? Okay. How long is this supposed to be? I feel like anybody listening is, like, looking at their watch.
No, they're like, I need at least 15 more minutes of this.
Oh, man.
No, it's fine. I mean, this is going to go as, like, Holly, you keep...
I'm stressed out. I need the rules.
Girl, we're just sitting on the couch talking.
I know we are, but we're not really.
I mean,
there's
like,
no microphones on my couch.
There could be. You want me to make that happen?
Kind of, actually. That would make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah. I think we need to go back to a conversation we were having earlier off the air about sleeping naked.
Oh.
I feel like this conversation needs to happen.
Does it?
Well, there's a big problem. Okay, may I say the study first?
Go ahead.
That this study, and I'm sure you've probably heard about it or seen it or something, but like it said that sleeping naked is healthier and better for you and helps you sleep better. And anytime I come across this study, I feel like I can't say what I really feel about it.
Now we are on a podcast. This is not over the air.
No, it's yes. too
this
much.
Is, no, people are downloading this. And by people, I mean one person, probably my mom.
I was going to say
my
your mom.
Too.
Your mom. We got two people.
We got two moms.
My mom's not. I'm not going to let her.
She's like, podcast? What?
What?
Why
nope.
do you do that?
Nope.
So, Holly, speak your piece, your true, honest piece about sleeping naked.
First, let's deal with the upper half. If I'm naked, then my boobs are just rolling around. And what if they get sweaty and then they stick to my arm? That's gross.
Are you rolling around in the bed? Like, are you just like sleeping on your side?
I don't really know. But if I'm naked, that's a game changer. It might wake me up if I'm sweaty. I have boob sweat. So that's the upper part. Here's where it gets really tricksy dixie.
Okay.
The downstairs part.
Now, what? Explain to me as a guy. I don't.
If like, I'm. Oh,
no.
God.
No, say it.
If
Holly,
I'm not
say it.
Sleeping with underwear on, what if there's some sort of leakage issue or
you
something?
You nasty girl.
No.
No, it happens. It's real life.
It is.
I mean, like, when you say it, now, granted, we need to put a warning before we start the podcast every day. We'll record one because we're about to get real detailed here. Like,
oh,
if you are queasy, like, sorry.
Queasy?
Queasy.
If you just ate your breakfast, I'm sorry.
So, like, when you do this, Holly, like,
do what?
Or, I mean, like, when you leak, like, is it like a bowl of
no,
like juice? Like,
personally, not all women in the world, but just when Holly does.
I mean, like, can you? I'm trying to understand, like, when you say like, leak, okay. Is it like my water bottle right
no.
now?
No, it's
no,
not.
Like, what is it? Or is it just like a little bit that.
Like, I don't want to talk about that.
I think the nice ways, discharge. Some girls have
okay.
discharge.
Okay.
Because most people do around like ovulation
yes.
time.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, which it makes sense. I mean,
it's your body.
Yeah,
it's
you have
like,
a lot of
everyone
stuff.
Listening has now turned this off.
No,
yeah.
Holly,
but this is why I don't understand about sleeping naked. Like, what do you do?
It's so real. Like, I personally, I sleep naked now, guys. After I saw this study so many times, I'm like, I gotta try this out. I did, and I sleep so well.
Now, do you fully sleep naked? Like, do you totally have everything
well,
off?
Well, like, I usually wear panties or, like, boy shorts or something sometimes just because I feel like I need a little, like, security blanket because I'm terrified, like, that there's going to be a fire or, like, a robbery or something and I'm going to run out of my house naked and my neighbors are going to see. And I'm just super scared about that.
Right.
But I understand Holly's fears, like, but I just don't deal with them, I guess. I'm like, it's okay. Like, she's worried about, like, something going down her leg. That doesn't happen.
Like, you know,
Well, and then, Holly, here's the thing, too, is that, I mean, this is in your bedroom. This is just...
Feel really uncomfortable.
No doubt. This is good. This is good territory, girl.
No.
I mean, you can always take the sheets off and wash them if there is any sort of
but,
linkage.
Like, then, like, what if...
Don't you have multiple sheets, girl?
Yes, I do, but, like, then that just defeats the whole purpose of, like, I don't want to change my sheets, like... That often.
I mean, but and I'm gonna pose this question. You don't have to answer. This is more of a rhetorical question.
Oh Lord!
But like,
is it like an after sex question? No, that's not where you're going.
No, okay. No. Here's where I'm going. Is when you sleep normally and you have your panties on.
Yeah.
My thought bubble right now would be, do you see leakage in your panties to know?
Now,
before you answer that question, like I said, this, like, no rules, whatever. Somebody's calling the studio. We'll answer it on the podcast. Hot 101.5, hello.
Hey, earlier I was on the way to get a haircut, and I heard you had a Beanie Baby or something that you wanted to announce. Which one was worth a lot of money if you had it still?
Oh, yeah. It was this limited edition Princess Diana Memorial Bear.
First edition.
Princess Diana Memorial Bear.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Do you have one?
Oh, I don't know. My wife has like two of those black bags full of Beanie Babies stored in a cabinet.
Oh, geez.
Closet.
Well, so, I'm telling you what. Paw through it and look if you see a Princess Diana Memorial one because that could be worth some money.
Yeah, well, I told her to never throw away any of them because I think one day somebody's going to lose their mind and want them all.
Yeah.
You know, just somebody. I don't know who it would be, but you never know.
And what's your name?
Carl. Carl.
You said Carl?
Yeah, C-A-R-L.
Carl. Do you have you been listening to the Miguel show for the past few weeks since we've been on the air?
Yep.
What's your, like, where we're off the air, like, what's your honest assessment of the show so far? Do you totally hate it? You like it?
No, it's good. It's good.
But?
I like it. Well, I'll tell you, compared to, 93.3, it's hands above.
Oh,
To me, they carry no substantial value. I don't see. I listen to it and go, okay, hurry up and shut up and play some music.
Oh,
no.
He loves that Beanie Baby talk.
Yeah.
No, I do love the Beanie Baby. No, I'm just kidding. No. Well, when my kids were babies, we bought every one that came out just about. I mean, if we could find them. You know, it was always so hard to get them, but we did.
Lord.
You know, they were Beanie Baby lovers.
Well, Carl, right now we're actually recording our After the Show podcast, which won't be on air, but you'll be able to find it at hot1015tampabay.com. So you can hear because you just called in the middle of some interesting, a little bit gross topic that we just have. So you'll have to check out the podcast, okay?
All right, bud.
All right. See you later, Carl.
Thank you. See you. Bye.
Coral.
Coral.
Okay, watch
me. Edit that out?
Yeah. No, girl. Keep it all in.
Oh, okay.
Keep it in. No, I want it all.
I love me some Beanie Baby talk.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Who doesn't?
That's every producer's dream.
Okay. Yes. That's exciting. Okay, so Holly.
What?
Like, I just.
Okay. Here's the thing. I don't think that there's anything in there. But I'm afraid without them, like, what happens if there is? And then it's just kind of yucky.
Can we do a panty check?
Excuse me?
Can we do a panty check every morning?
No, we cannot do a panty check in the morning. Like, one day I will take the challenge. I'll, like, do it. I'll, like, sleep naked. Maybe
it's
we can
liberating.
Do that. Mm-hmm. I'll try it.
I mean, I'll tell you, the only time that I sleep naked is when I'm doing CrossFit and when I get home, I take a shower and then I eat dinner, then I go to bed.
Yeah.
And so I feel sort of clean, like I should be. But then when I don't take a shower, like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel, like, really gross and I can't take a shower. I can't sleep in the bed.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I always shower before I go to sleep. Like, that's when I take my showers. Mm-hmm. So when I am not having that time of the month, and when I'm not during ovulation cycle, when there's less chance of any sort of thing happening, I'm going to try it.
So you got like a 2-week period where you can try
it. Right, exactly. Then I'll try it out.
Now, are you afraid your husband will sort of take it as a sign that it's a...
That's another reason. Because you know that bee is going to be like, hey, you must want to have all the sex right now.
Well, that's a reason why people say you should sleep naked. And also, you'll lose some belly fat. I don't know if you've gotten to anything you're worried about. And you'll feel more confident.
Why will you lose belly fat?
I don't know. Because you're cold or something, so it burns off your fat.
I think that sounds like a bunch of BS.
And girl, you'll have better sex.
Oh, man.
According to Cosmo, because they're a real reliable source.
Yes.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah. Like Cosmo, like they always know. They have the perfect scientific people on stuff.
Yeah, you're already naked anyway, so you might as well put it in.
Now, Holly, does your husband sleep naked?
Yes.
So his penis is always out.
Always out, ready for action.
Oh, now, what? And you don't sleep naked? Now that really makes no sense.
Why not?
So he's there, like, his penis all out.
Yeah.
And you're like, cover up the vagina.
Yes, I don't understand what the issue is.
What? Okay, I think because then you'll have sex more and it'll make your marriage better because you'll be so intimate. It'll just slide right on.
I don't want it to just do that all the time. I gotta be prepared.
Like the rule, like better, more sex, better relationship or something like that.
Maybe.
There's a correlation.
I don't know.
Happier. You'll get yours. He'll get his.
Maybe.
There's like, some people in this world that don't have sex all the time, and you got it like just waiting for you in your bed.
You can just hop on it, Holly. Literally.
Okay. I'll make it. This is all being noted down.
Okay.
I'll start making a change. No, I won't.
I'll just hop on it.
I'll hop on it.
Okay. Well, that's it for our first. How are we looking at time, Nikki?
We're at 26.
26. That's good. I feel like that's a good first one. You can digest this. And so I think what we'll do is we'll all listen back to this and judge very harshly.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back next Monday with even more stuff. So anybody have any final words they'd like to say?
I'm glad this wasn't as stressful as I thought it was going to be.
I'm about to say, can you now like breathe? Do you see how I literally just want it to be an open form? We're just chit chatting, nothing crazy.
Okay, I'll come in with a list of things to talk about next time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
You know I like organization.
Was it good for you, producer Nikki?
Yeah, it was great. Was it awkward me standing up? I feel like you guys started looking at me a little weird when I stood up.
I felt like you're ready to go somewhere. Like, where are you going?
Yeah, because like normally when we do the show, Holly and I both sit down in our chairs. But Nikki hasn't been on air with us yet on the real show, on the other show. And so we haven't heard you talk on the radio yet.
Yeah,
so is that how you normally do it?
Yeah, I'm a stander-upper. And I move around and I pace. And like
it's a little bit to watch. I'm like, oh, she's going somewhere.
Yeah. No, I just got a lot of energy in me. And I get super anxious. So it just gets it out.
Wow. Are you anxious right now?
No.
No.
But I have to be barefoot. And I have to be standing, usually with my feet apart. That's also my beer pong technique, just so you know.
So beer pong and radio,
wait, so like, are your
same
shoes
game.
Off right now?
Yeah, they're off.
Wait, okay, so how does having your shoes off help you on the radio?
It just makes me more comfortable.
Does it feel more connected to the earth, and therefore
like,
you're allowed
when
to?
When I get home, the first thing I do is take off my shoes, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay? I take my shoes off,
so it makes me feel more comfortable.
Like, that makes sense. Okay, and you want to have a very casual style of delivery as a radio talent.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, well, if I were to be natural, like when I get home, I take all my clothes off. Like,
I know. Every time I call you, you're like, I'm naked, hold on, let me put on some shorts. Like, just stay naked. I don't need to know.
Oh,
you're naked.
No,
I just have to make people awkward. Like, that's the best thing. Living alone since I've moved out from living, because I lived with Holly for 5 years.
Yeah.
With her and her husband. And so I never got to be naked. And so now that I live by myself, there's nothing better than coming home, stripping off all my clothes. I keep my house at 67 degrees.
You're ridiculous.
And I get underneath my comforter. Oh, and it feels so delicious. I love
ridiculous.
It. Well, make sure to follow us on all the social medias. We are at facebook.com/TheMiguel Show. On Twitter and Instagram, I am Miguel Fuller. What are you on Twitter and Instagram, Holly?
Radio Holly.
And producer Nikki?
I'm Nikki Off Air, N-I-C-C-I. Yeah, my mother screwed me up.
Like Nikki. We got some weird.
Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
It looks like Nietzsche.
Do you ever say your last name on the air, Nikki, or is that like a secret?
Yeah, it's Nunez, Nikki Nunez.
Nikki Nunez. Yes. That sounds like such a radio name, Nikki Nunez.
But I was born with it.
All right, well, thank you for listening. And if you ever have any questions for us, because we can do that too.
We would love, actually, I would love that.
Yeah. Like if you're listening and you've been listening to The Miguel Show and you have some questions about the show, about our personal lives, about anything, you can just send me an email and then we'll read the emails and the questions next week. That's Miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. All right, we will see you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.